Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Make me push two buttons.
Yeah, man. Could be a little loose tonight, boys.
I like that. That feels right.
Matt's got an NA. I cracked a regular one. Might have ate a little gummy.
Nice. We got dog energy for sure.
All right, you guys ready?
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the tense. Starring the tense. Start. The. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome everybody back to a brand new episode of The Podcast. I'll be the host of this here podcast, The Podcast. Greatest podcast in all, The Ted Smith, greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All right, sorry to get you. Up to the left of me, beaming in from Austin. He goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Boys, I got nothing to say. Let's kick the tires and light the fires.
All right, down there in the bottom square, we got Matt Connell, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Great to see you, boys. I'm like Cobb. I'm not prepared, but I'm here.
Well, you know, I think I do this every year to you guys because we tape on Tuesdays, but they say le bon rentre.
Yes.
Let the good times roll. Happy Mardi Gras, boys.
Wow. Wow. Right after President's Day. Nice.
Yeah. Kind of forgot about it. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to crack a couple brewskis tonight on The Podcast, man. Celebrating. And then I was thinking way back. I think the last time I had a hurricane was with you, Cobb, at the hurricane.
Oh, my God. I forgot about the hurricane in Seattle.
No longer exist. It's been gone. I mean, that must have been, I don't know how long. I mean, that was a long time ago. But I was sitting there today at work. And I was like, I don't even know where I'd go to get a hurricane.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, the Hurricane Cafe, if anyone remembers it, it was in South Lake Union, which now is a giant Amazon office building, that lot. But people always asked what it was, and I was like, it's like a truck stop with no trucks. There's no truckers and no trucks, but it's an effing truck stop right in the middle of downtown Seattle. Like, there was, like, some gambling games. There was, like, some, like,
pool.
There was like pay for porn, like machines, you know, like you could pay to like see naked women. I don't know. It was like sleazy, but in, you know, in an approachable way.
Well, and it was open 24 hours. So it was like a greasy spoon, but it also had a bar.
And it was like a truck stop.
You're kind of describing it pretty well.
Like they have like, you know, temporary tattoos, sticky hands, but then also like, you know, oh my God, what did we call it? Boner jams. Where you like match the two pictures, but it's naked women.
Oh, I used to love that game. Photo Hunt.
Yeah, we call it, yeah, AKA, yeah, exactly. Photo Hunt. It's the real name.
Well, and then Little Darlings was down the street. So sometimes at night, like those girls, the strippers would come over to get drinks.
They all would. That's why it felt like a truck stop. I forgot that. Yeah, Little Darlings was like the only other thing in that neighborhood. Now it's, you know, a busy metropolis. But yeah, they would all come like on their breaks to get cocktails or food or whatever. That's why it had the truck stop energy, dude. I forgot about that key detail.
Dude, in 2010 World Cup, right? There's like one Friday where like USA's playing in the morning. There was like three games I wanted to watch, but USA was playing at like 9 or 10 in the morning, right? So you know me. I took the day off, right? Like I'm pumped for this. Right. And it was like a big game. Yada yada yada. God, Cobb, were you not with me that morning? Barnes was.
I might have been.
I think you were with me in the morning at Spitfire.
Oh yeah. Yeah, right. Yeah, dude.
I mean, like, you were with me. And then, now, you probably went and had a normal day. I did not. I will leave out names, but went drinking, kind of kept the day going, and it was, like, me and another guy. And then I remember it was a Friday, right? So I always do Ted versus the FCC on Friday. But like, I wasn't in there, but like, you know, they were like, dude, can you just call in and do it drunk? I was like, all right, yeah, sure, whatever. Completely forget. So now I'm in the strip club, then I'm over at the Hurricane, and then my phone rings and I'm like, hello? And they're like, hey, like, you're live on the air. And I'm like, oh man. And they're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, smoking a blunt with a stripper. You know, are you serious? Like, I'm dead serious, dude. I completely forgot this was gonna happen.
I literally love that it wasn't even a bit. You know what I mean? Like, no. That's what I always say when people ask about you. I'm like, he is exactly who you hear on the air all the time. Like, that is literally his life. Smoking a blunt with a stripper at the Hurricane. And by the way, the middle of the day, the show's on at like 5 p.m.
Right, like, 2 to 6. Dark out, dude. Right, we're doing that segment at 4:30. I mean, the sun is shining. It's June.
God damn it. I was saying it before the podcast started, but like, that's elite, man. That's just elite Ted Smith right there. Like, you know, if there was like, you know how they do like greatest highlights for like Messi hitting crazy goals or like, you know, Jordan hitting a game winner fadeaway? Like, that is an elite Ted Smith moment. Yeah. Phone rings, literally no clue who it is. Boom, you're on the air.
Right. I'm like, cough, what are you doing? Smoking blunt with a stripper?
Oh, it's just canon. It's so canon for you. That's, God damn it, dude. That's year of the dog energy. Maybe it's on like a repeating cycle every 16 years or whatever, but.
Oh, either way, I love the Hurricane, but I don't know where to find a Hurricane in the city anymore.
Yeah, you can get a Long Island iced tea, but Hurricane would be tough. Same with a Zombie would be tough to find.
I mean, I'm sure I could go to like a rum bar or whatever, but, and I'm sure my local, if I asked them, they'd make one. But I was just like, there was a couple years I felt like we would go to the Hurricane on Mardi Gras and get like a Hurricane.
Yeah, and like getting it off the, or like on menu, you know what I mean? Like pointing to it, like that's rare.
Yeah.
Wow.
Matt, do you have any Hurricane memories you'd like to share?
When I first started at the station, that was where I'd always go. Like I would usually work overnights, but I would work Fridays. And after like a few months, they would have me come in on Fridays during the day to like help out with production stuff. And then I would have like, until my night shift would start at 10 and I'd get off at like 4 or 5 and I just go to the Hurricane and like get food, have a few drinks, come back. Like, you know, there was a saying that went around that was like, if you can't do your job drunk, you can't work here. And I was like, well, I'm not getting drunk. I'm just having a couple drinks. Like I was fine by the time I came back, but you know, statute of limitations is way over on that by now. So
well, what are they gonna do, fire you now?
Yeah, it was just, yeah, you give a guy 4 hours to come right back. Like, what do you think he's gonna do? He's gonna find the grimiest bar in within a 3-block radius and have a good time.
Yeah,
always characters in there.
Oh yeah,
always.
Is the 5 point still around?
Sure,
5 points still
around.
There
a couple weeks ago.
Yep. Mecca's still there. And then
Lost Lake's the other one, that group.
Yeah, Lost Lake's up on Capitol Hill. So that one's that's the newest one.
And what was
I will
Beth's?
Say though, like, what's that?
Beth's is still around.
So Beth's closed and they're back, but Beth's is only open till like they have weird hours. It's not 24 hours anymore.
Okay.
So yeah, but they did reopen because they closed like right after the pandemic, and then I think they came back like 2 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah. speaking of Mardi Gras, did you guys hear about Shia LaBeouf?
No, but that guy's always making headlines. What happened?
So he's been pretty quiet the last few years, right? So, you know, it's President's Day weekend. I encourage a lot of people to go out on Sunday night. I'm like, Abe Lincoln would be pissed if you didn't.
4 score and 7 beers ago.
Oh, God damn it, Cobb. I texted that to one of our friends.
Did you? I yes. Thought I just made that up. That's awesome.
I mean, it rolls off the tongue.
Great minds, you know?
So Mr. LaBeouf, to his credit, he's been pretty quiet the last few years. So like, was it, like Sunday or Monday, right? Like I saw a few pictures floating around. It's like Shia LaBeouf's in the French Quarter, like tearing it up. And he even like put a picture out on his own social media of just like holding the phone down. It's like shooting up at him and he's wearing shades. And he's just got all these beads on and everything. So like you could tell your guy's having a good time. And then Mardi Gras being Mardi Gras, I shouldn't blame this on Mardi Gras or Bourbon Street because he was down in the French Quarter. It's more probably a Mr. LaBeouf problem. By last night, it was like, Shia LaBeouf, arrest it. Oh, no. It's just been like this constant stream of stories. Like, yeah, he was in our bar and kept trying to mix drinks. We had to throw him out. Like somebody else was like, yeah, he kept trying to pay with a credit card. And we were like, we only accept cash. Like, sounded like he was just on a terror going up and down the French Quarter.
It's on a heater. I like it.
Yeah. So then you see some footage of him, like, headbutt a dude or whatever. Real footage came out today. I don't know what he said to these dudes, but, like, you see him get, like, a two-piece and just crumble. And the dude's just bigger, and he's like, just stay down. And some other guy's like, will you chill the fuck out, man? And they're like, just stay down. And the guy's like, I don't want to hit you again, but I will. You're just like, oh.
Oh, my God.
Shia, like, that's a rough one, man.
Just stay down. Like, please, right? Don't make me do this.
It's exactly what it was.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just like, oh, that's rough, man. I mean, like, that's like, look, you know, everybody on here, I'm sure, has done something embarrassing when you're drunk, but picking fights, you're already famous. Like, oh, that's rough.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of a matter of time with Shia LaBeouf. You know, he had some pretty intense mental problems, if I remember correctly. The thing is, the problem for me is like these stories are hilarious. Like, I kind of enjoy them. And then you think about like the real human side, you know, is like, that guy's waking up in a hospital and dealing with a PR crisis and, you know, whatever else is going on in his personal life, which is sad. But God, it makes for a hell of a headline. And it is, I mean, he's an entertainer. And I will say, like, that's entertaining. I want to watch that next movie, you know?
Yeah, I'll watch
Transformers 9.
I think also it kind of, I think it kind of speaks to him a little bit too. I don't know. Like, I want to say he's not a spring chicken, right? He's got to be like 40.
Plus 45, yeah. Probably.
Like, I just have very few friends that I worry about being like, oh, they get hammered, they might get in a fight tonight.
Oh my God. If I'm ever fighting someone, something has gone horribly wrong. Turns out he's 39. You were right.
All right. Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, it just seems wild to me. I mean, he is shirtless, like, not year of the dog way, just barking at people.
Right? Just very like, not year of the dog.
No, it's kind of the opposite.
Right? Cat energy, dude. Jesus.
Yeah. So I'm with you. I'm like, he's like, I don't know, but I'm reading, it's got to be a break. There's got to be something going on. Like, I don't know. Now, granted, he's had a bunch of run-ins before. So that's what I'm saying. Like, maybe that's just his personality. But I'm just like, that seems crazy. Because at first you're like, look at that super famous guy just mixing it up with the fans. Then it's like, oh, he headbutted a fan. Oh, fans beating his ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. But it's just also, I don't know, boys. I mean, is that just Mardi Gras? Did you get down in the French Quarter? Stop going crazy?
I mean, that's true, dude. There is something to just chalk it up like, that's Mardi Gras. I feel like, you know, that's the weird thing about stardom, especially young, is like it is an explosive cocktail of both like a confident personality, a ton of money, and like limitless options, and really no one telling you no, you know, and a bunch of sycophants running around with you. It's like, you know, that mostly only ends in pain.
You're right. The way you say that is so much better. I wish people could see you. That's Mardi Gras.
Le poulet rolante or whatever the hell you said. That's what the good times laughing. Roll, baby.
You're making a good point. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, he's fucking right.
Let the good times roll.
Who hasn't been arrested on Bourbon Street?
Oh, man. Yeah. That's New Orleans is a pretty hardcore town, too. You know, like when you get off Bourbon Street, I mean, you know, I've heard just a couple stories and, yeah, it's, you know, there's a lot of crime.
You're right. And trust me, the child actor thing is right, too. Like, a lot of them don't turn out great. I mean, that's a tough. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like by celebrity standards, we're like, oh wow, but like from Mardi Gras standards, that's like pretty standard Tuesday night.
That's true. If he's just some guy, you're like, yeah, there's always a couple. Yeah.
It's Bourbon Street, dude.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Maybe he just wanted the full experience, you know?
There is one just awesome picture. Just because, look, I've been there just drinking wise, and he's just like, he's got like this crazy hat on that's tied up like a bonnet. He's got on like the beads. He's just mad dogging, just gripped up on a Miller High Life. It's just like, I think he's wearing shades, but like, you know, like, I don't know if all the lights are on in that head.
Oh my God. Yeah. Now I'm trying to pull up photos. Oh yeah, dude. He's out on his feet.
Yeah. Oh, so I don't know. There's got to be.
Yeah.
So, right. So I think Mardi Gras, I think Vegas too. Like, I think sometimes there's just these events where people are like, it's a pass to go absolutely crazy.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of get caught up in the moment too. And like, that's why people used to go to Vegas. Like, I want to, it's Sin City, you know, like I want to let out demon mode. You know, because there's darkness in all of us, whether people admit it or not.
And he's shy. I mean, he's famous. So, I mean, you have to imagine every bar he goes to, people are buying him drinks or whatever.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, sprinkling in on that famous that cocktail we were talking about earlier is also oftentimes these people are very lonely and isolated. You know, that's just looking at these photos that comes across immediately to me. Like, this guy is alone in this world.
And, Ted, you're in a really good place where, like, you've had plenty of afternoons get away from you because you bumped into some listeners that have bought you a couple
rounds.
Yeah. And, like, that video has no value to TMZ. You know what I mean?
Correct.
Like, maybe you're on someone's Instagram story for a second or whatever, but, like, yeah, you get all the good of that, and then like almost none of the drawback.
Yeah, right. I mean, there's a couple bars where I'm like, oh, thank God, like there's somebody like filming that or whatever. Like one bar, yeah, I can't even speak its name, but I mean, it was a wild story. I just remember, like, I went to like lean on something and just completely just boom, foul.
No. Yard sale.
And I could just hear this guy going, hey man, your buddy Ted's on the ground. He's just standing
don't
there.
Don't get up.
Right. I know. I just
stay down, like, Ted. Right? Stay down.
I did. Then my buddy comes in and he's like, you know, got his arms crossed. He's like, I'm like, yeah, just pick me the hell up. Let's go.
Like, just show me out. Yeah, right? Close my tab. It's over, dude. I can't show my face in here again for at least a year. Oh, man. I respect the graceful exit afterwards. You're just like, I know. Like, you don't have to tell me. I'm making for the door. Don't make this worse.
I'm just imagining Ted in the bar like a year later with hat and glasses on and someone like recognizes him like, are you Ted Smith under there? Are you like trying to keep a low profile because you're so famous? Like, no, I got 86 like 6 months ago. I don't know if I'm allowed back yet. Don't really want to be recognized.
Trust me.
Oh, my God.
They were fine with it. Yeah. Ah, you're fine, man. They're like, no. We are leaving.
Dust him off. Right. Put him back on that rail. Right. Oh my God, dude, that's f-ing awesome. Well, and like I said, man, that's canon, you know, that is canon Ted Smith.
He's just needs some Red Bull.
Yeah. Like no one sees that and is like shocked. Like, oh my God, Ted Smith. I could never. They're like, there it is, man. I knew it. He's got that dog in him.
All right. So I went to the parade on Wednesday, right? Let me rephrase that. I went to the trophy celebration in the stadium.
Okay.
Right. First of all, boys, I was at the Northgate light rail, right? There's Linwood above us now, and I think Mount Lake Terrace that have opened. I had to wait for two trains. That's how full they were. This was 7:45 in the morning. Parades at 11, trophy celebrations at 10 a.m. So finally, at the third train, There's like a couple standing next to me. The guy's like, "We're just gonna have to push." I go, "Tush push," and he's like, "I'm in." So, all right. We get in, go down there. But I mean, it was insane. There was a lot of great things there. The point I'm getting to though is like I had to go to work later, right? So like I full disclosure, definitely had a beer over King Street afterwards with my buddy. I was like, "Let's have a celebration beer." And then I got into work, and they were like, "Huh, you seem fine." I was like, "Yeah. Yeah, I am fine. Do you know the amount of shots I just passed up? Like every old bartender I knew was in there drinking. Everybody had the day off." I was like, "But I'm here. It's fine." Well,
That's
truth be told,
awesome.
we talked about it on the air. Thrill was like, "I don't know how you did it. I would have been hammered."
Yeah. Dude, that's like when we were tailgating for the Seahawks game a couple weeks ago. Like you guys were heading into the game. I was headed to work literally right after at the convention center. And I just like I got there and I'm just like, well, I'm here,
It was cool and stuff, but just like in that moment, right? It's only like 11:30 noon. Everybody's all fired up. Got the day off. Got that. I'm like, I could. Like nobody would be shocked, but I was like, it's not worth it. Was gonna say, but I'll tell you what, boys, when you're inside that stadium, it was awesome. And then I forget who it was. Some guy had the whole stadium barking, but I didn't get my phone out in time. I only got the last hoo.
Nice.
Yeah, I said to the people next to me, I was like, "You're the dog." And they're like, "All right." I was like, "Oh, you don't listen to the
YOD, baby. Come on. Oh, man.
When Ernest Jones got up there, though, and was like, "I got two words for you. Like, you don't like my quarterback, you like my offensive line. If you don't got anything to say about the city of Seattle, f you." I mean, just double birds up. I've never been more happy to live in Seattle than that moment right there. I was like, "He's right."
Let's go.
Dude, that moment was on ESPN, and they had all, they were all wearing those shirts of Sam Darnold giving the finger and smoking a cigarette and drinking a beer. And it like pixelated all their shirts, and they're all moving. So it was just like this moving pixelation of like half the screen, but I'd already seen what it was on Twitter. So I was just watching ESPN, like, damn, dude, like they got so many eyeballs on them, and they're just out there in those Sam Darnold "F you" shirts, and it just made me so happy. Like, what a moment to be at.
It was so much. I mean, it was so cool. It's giving me chills. It was awesome. And then what was I gonna say? And then just trying to get back to work, right? Because I'm down at the stadium, so I had to cross over the parade route. So like kind of let the parade go down. But even cross, like I had never seen that many people downtown. There was 1 million people. Like it was insanity. And everybody was in a good mood. Like there was no fights. Nothing bad happened. Like it was unreal.
That's what's up, man. That's like, you're right. I mean, that's like one of the days it feels truly great to be a Seattleite.
Yeah, dude, and it was like 55 and sunny. Like, I mean,
Yes.
you couldn't have picked better weather. I mean, hell, a guy I ran into, now granted he was kind of hammered, but he was so happy, he gave me a kiss on the cheek, and he was like, "Sorry, man, I'm just excited." I was like, "No apologies needed, brother." I know where you're coming from, but he's like, "We did it again." I was like, "You're right."
There is like a sense of, that's one of the last things we have that binds us together. Like I was saying before, is just like a major sports team or a major sports team win. And it's like one of our last cultural touch points. And it does feel like we did it. You know what I mean? Like I remember even in like the refuse to lose days, the Soto Mojo days, like it just brings the city together where you're like, it is all of us together rather than so many things divide us and make us feel, like we're alone or we're struggling against the city or whatever. It's like, no, man, like we're all in this together. We make this pl place look great or be great. And like we did it together. You know what I mean? And it does. Like the fans were affecting every game at, at Lumen is like they're so loud. Like it makes a huge on-field difference.
Well, and I think too, like, whatever your stance is on politics or this and that, it's just nice for a day to have the whole area, right? And like, shout out to Cooper Kupp bringing up like, Spokane and the rest of the state. And he was just like, "This is great for the Northwest." It was like, yeah. And you're right. That stuff still exists. And who knows? But for that day or that run, Like, it's just awesome. Also, thank God I went to that NFC Championship game.
Dude. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right? Yeah. How many times have you thought about that $300? Zero. Yeah, that's what we always say, dude. Matt and I give great advice.
That's what we're known for. Mm-hmm.
And our buddy Ron, he had sent us those membership kits, right? I should have given Cobbs to him when I saw him. But so I took their towel with me to the trophy celebration and made sure, like, I got pictures with it in the celebration. I was like, shout out to all those, what are they? The, I don't know, the European Emerald Seahawkers. Emerald Isle Seahawkers.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. I got it right here. Came with koozies. Nice.
Right? That's amazing.
And then people are like, what is that? And I was like, there's a whole group of people over in Ireland, the whole Ireland, Northern Ireland too, that cheer for the Seahawks. This is their, like, we're part of the crew. And they were like, awesome.
That's honestly is so rad. Oh, man. Wow. What a day. That's awesome that you got to be there for it, especially after all these years of fanship, you know?
Yeah, it was, dude, it was a ton of fun. Yeah, and then Friday night, we had live night on the station, so we did a live show from Snoqualmie Casino, right, from 9 to 10:30. So I always talk about Pinky's Plumbing. I got the new cool jacket. So they had an inflatable, like, pig mascot with them, right, at live day. So we're going to do Ted versus the FCC, and I definitely bought a championship hat at the parade. And I said to the pig, first I talked to the owner, I said, can I borrow the pig? They're like, yeah, what's up? So right before we do Ted versus the FCC, and credit to Miles, he's running the show, we're live, it's on YouTube. I just stop it down. I go, hang on a second, Miles. Where's that Pinky's pig at? The pig walks out with my championship hat. I just put it on. I go, I'm not doing a damn thing till we acknowledge the NFL Super Bowl champion, Seattle Seahawks, right? Because the weekend before, I've been trying to get that chant going everywhere I could. And I was screaming in that microphone, say!
That's such a peak moment, dude. I love stuff like that. Wow, nice.
Actually, hang on. Let me put the hat on.
Yeah, grab the hat, dude. We're not going another moment on this podcast until we acknowledge the Seattle Seahawks.
Right.
Nice. Dude, the hat I loved out of you. That honestly, it looks good. Damn, champions. With the little, yeah. The hat I was loving out of you was just no logos, nothing, just run the damn ball. I've told probably 10 people in Austin about that. Every man to a T respects it. Like, it's goddamn right. That was a tragedy.
That's what you gotta do.
Yeah, honestly, we watched the game in someone's backyard with a bunch of Patriots fans, and even they were just acknowledging left and right. They were like, that was one of the greatest moments of my life, but you guys had that game in the bag. I'm like, yep, I know.
Yeah, remember, Cousin Dan described that interception as the greatest moment of his life.
Yeah, dude, that sentiment is echoed. Like, the Pats know, they know that was a miracle.
Yeah.
For them.
You guys been watching any Olympics?
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Matt, you're up.
Yeah, I watch. Well, it's on at work a lot, so I kind of like catch it. But I've like put on, I like the skeleton, like where they're going head first down that chute 80 miles an hour. Like,
yeah,
that one's intense. I have Peacock, so you can kind of like pick what you're watching, but there's been a lot of curling on at work.
Have you watched Goal Zone yet?
I tried to turn that on and it said it had just ended at some point this weekend. I couldn't watch it because they had Siciliano and Hansen, right?
Yes, just hearing old Scott Hansen's voice makes me sentimental. So, again, live night was like late, right? And then we're drinking having a few beers in the casino, yada, yada, yada. We get back to my buddy's house. It's like almost like 1:30, 2 a.m., right? So we're cracking a couple beers and I'm like, dude, you know what? The Olympics are on live right now. Put it on. And it's cross country skiing, right? It's like on a course. So like, I'm not a huge snow expert, but I'm just like, that snow's crap. You can tell it's icy. And like my buddy's like, what do you know about snow? And I'm like, I used to snowboard. So like Sweden's just dominating, right? And then this girl just eats shit. I mean, head over. What is it? Head over tea kettle or tea kettle over ass, whatever it is. She eats it, but it's a relay race, right? And the other girl is at the blocks. She looks pissed. I mean, you've never seen a blonde woman look this angry. Well, I have.
It's like, don't speak too soon, dude.
So they do the real, they, you know, she touches her. The other girl goes. The other girl gets her back in first place.
And then God.
This original girl on the last lap ate again.
No.
And while I feel bad for her, so far it's been the highlight of my Olympics. We're just like, no. It's like 2 a.m. We're drinking beers. Like, how does she do it again?
Oh my God. Oh my God. That's, I mean, what do you even say? Like, how do you, there's no coming back from that, right?
I know.
Oh, there was one time coming back from that, but not two.
Right. That's the thing. The other girl got her back in the lead. And I mean, full yard sale. And like, she had to like run with like a boot on and one ski and then like to get to a safe zone. Like, a trainer comes out with like another ski. I mean, I shouldn't be laughing. Her lips are tragic. Her dreams are crushed. I gotta tell you what, boys.
Her dreams are crushed. Yeah. When she's running with the one ski, like, just put the dog down, you know, just one bullet in the head, quick, clean, end this. Like, just end this. Don't get up.
Sweden doesn't need this dishonor.
Oh my God, man.
Oh, all right, let's take a break there. We'll come back with some emails. What's Matt in the cop topic?
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Awesome, boys. Year of the Fire Horse started today.
Big day astrologically, I've heard.
Sure is.
I got a complete rundown on Friday. And then this girl looked at me and she goes, I don't think you care about this stuff that much. I go, I am interested. I'm not the biggest knowledgeable one on it.
I'm spiritual. Yeah. In Austin, one of the headlines, there's an account called The Real Housewives of Austin. And so it's the Year of the Fire Horse. And they just have Austin celebrates the Year of the Fire Horse. It's just a chicken cowboy gear on a flaming horse. Love it.
That's awesome. We should leave that in. You guys ready to rock?
God damn you, dude. Yeah, sure. Whatever.
All right. Hey, it's Mardi Gras, man. Things get crazy around here. Thanks to all our sponsors. Remember, God forbid something happens to you, get hit and injured. Reach out to our friends at the Advocates and Advocates Injury Attorneys. And then, big shout out to Pinkies, the pig. Things get stinky. Call Pinkies. Actually, I should give a shout out to our buddy Taryn Daly too. She sang a song at the beginning of Live Night. What did she sing? Escape, the Pina Colada song of the live band. I was like, damn, good work, dude.
Everybody loves that song. Like, instant winner.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hands down, people are all over it. All right, Mr. Cobb, do we have some emails?
Go Hawks. Number one, go Hawks. Number two,
go Hawks.
Birrien Azteca rules. I grew up in West Seattle, and that was our location on that side of the water. In high school, friends and I would go there, and first thing we had to decide was whose birthday it was that day in order to get the song and dessert. Glad to hear it's still going strong. RIP to the Wing King. Couldn't even make a batch to celebrate his alleged favorite bird-branded team at his own viewing party. Good thing Tyler was able to get him some championship gear, because I doubt the team shop would have taken his money after that.
Whoa.
Shots fired.
Damn, dude.
That catches strays over there. I like it.
I've made him for the NFC championship. God damn.
Matt, let's not make excuses here. RIP to the Wing King, one of the greatest to ever play the game. Sad to see him go down like that. And number
four, were they like excuses up there in Toledo? All right. This is Akron ball. Go Zips.
Go Zips. Number four, go Hawks. Thank you guys again for the year of the dog. Still trying to figure out what that means to a mid-40s married guy with kids, but thoroughly enjoying the energy. Hope the rest of your 2026 is nothing but highlights. Ross W., Toledo, Ohio. Wow, that was prescient, Ted. I don't know how you did that because you can't see these emails.
No. That's
insane.
Just thought I'd give a good call back to our program.
That was damn. Unreal, dude. I mean, what else do you add?
Guy writes in, three kids, doing year of the dog, and I in Salt Lake City. Yep.
Dude, he's out there getting it, though. He's mowing the lawn while running. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. The year of the dog shows up in random ways, man. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It could be something simple as that. I don't know. Maybe getting that extra push-up. Hey, but it's just a quiet night in the garage. Who knows? You're the dog. Get it.
That's what I was going to say, dude. I love the idea of him with like a paint roller, just like repainting his garage door from white to white. And he's just like under his breath, like, you're the dog, baby. You're the dog. You know what I mean? Like just somewhere in random Ohio. It's like, let's go, dude. It is the year of the goddamn dog. Arr! In whatever way you want to celebrate.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're the dog means a lot of things. Tell you, it just doesn't mean, just don't quit.
Exactly. It's a catchphrase, you know? Yeah. Can be applied almost anywhere. Speaking of catchphrases, next email subject line. 2020 vibe. Hello to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land. All the land.
I binged 6 or 7 weeks worth of the cast, and you guys ended 2020 vibe on fire. Me personally, I had my best year ever. 3 years after moving to North Idaho, I found my perfect lady, bought a house, knocked her up, and have a boy coming in a couple weeks. Wow.
Oh.
Quick work, dude. Damn, that is a vibe. Matt preaching his permanent gratitude, Cobb taking action on his instincts, and of course, most importantly, the Ted Smith, staying the course, being a rock for his people, and laughing your way through the occasional fucked up life we all live. Day one listener here showing his greatest appreciation and excited for the year of the dog, Steve from Northern Idaho.
Oh, nice. Nice. Nice work, Steve.
Dude, that's awesome. I love it. Just hearing a day one listener always pumps me up. It's like so weird thinking about, like, you know, we talked about this podcast, like outlasting many of our like jobs and girlfriends and whatever. And it's like, he's been with us for the journey, man. You know?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, I'm with you. Like even Friday night at Live Day, right? Met a lot of awesome people. Thanks everybody said hi. But I like when people are like, "Oh, Ted, love the show." Blah blah blah. And then like, LARP on. Like you know what I mean? I'm friendly already. You throw that LARP on in, that goes from a handshake to a little shoulder rub.
That's what I was about to say. It's like LARP on is the secret handshake. You know?
Oh, it is.
Oh, that's so awesome, man. Yeah, I didn't do it. Yeah, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Let's see. Next week we'll have on a comedian from Olympia, Sam Miller. So I encourage everybody to look up his socials and stuff and check him out. Pretty funny dude. I've never actually met him. I just reached out to him, so hopefully he'll be good on the cast. I think he will be, but he's got some awesome stories. And he's out there grinding, dude. Look, we were saying before the cast, I don't know if Matt's gonna leave it in there or not, but like, man. The local comedy scene, like that's a grind.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's impressive. That's impressive, dude. Hats off to any comedian that makes it or even tries. Honestly, that is a tough art form. Really beautiful when done well.
Yeah. All right. So that's next week. Let's check in with what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Whoa. Before we get to what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Whoa. Check out with what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Before we get to what's mattening.
Hey, what's good? What's mattening?
Check out with what's mattening.
Yeah, it was a great weekend. I feel like something happened not on the weekend too, but yeah, it was Valentine's Day weekend, and the first weekend without football in a while. So, you know, like you got to make the most of it.
True or false? Me and Sean were watching Super Bowl highlights Saturday night around 7 p.m. Ordered a pizza. I was like, we could do this. It's only been a week.
That's awesome.
I was like, dude, I'm in a good mood. I'm a spring for Pagliacci.
Sounds very true. right. Yeah. So, you know, it was like, hey, cool. Let's do, you know, be a couple. You know, we're always a couple, but you know, with like, this is all, it's all about us. There's no football to distract us on Saturday or Sunday. And so, I booked a reservation Friday at this, restaurant that we haven't been to that I've kind of heard about. And, you know, it sounded like it was just a cool atmosphere. And it definitely was. The food was pretty good. There's this place called Alice B, and it's in Palm Springs. And it's
what's
like
the fare?
Huh?
It's like Italian, like American?
California cuisine, which basically means like whatever the hell they feel like, and it's going to be a little pricier. Like, that is a broad term that they use around here.
Like, California cuisine. All right. Yeah.
It's basically like, do you want to spend $200? Like, because we got a lot of ways you can do that.
Yep.
It was California, good. Like,
California cuisine. I'm going to use that.
It's a real thing. There's a bunch of places like that. They're all fine. You know, like, the food's good. It's not great. The atmosphere's fun. You know, it's nice to sit outside. And yeah, so you know, but it was just kind of like fun. Hey, let's go out the night before Valentine's Day. Because on Valentine's Day, I wanted her to cook for me. We'll get to that in a second. So, that day, I was at work and I didn't really like have any. I got her some flowers earlier in the week and stuff, and then I was like, well, I got to like get her, you know, something else. I'll go look for some jewelry later. And I mentioned that to one of my coworkers, female. And she goes, dude, Saks Off Fifth is closing. All their jewelry is 70% off. And I was like, 70% right. off the day before Valentine's Day? Like, I feel like places are going to jack their prices up like January 15th. And by the time us idiots walk in there, you know, it's 30% more than it was in, you know, October or whatever. So, went in there and, you know, wanted to like, I was just looking, you know, but damn, dude, check this out. First thing I saw, it was like kind of towards the front. It was like this pearl necklace. I don't know if you can see. They're like marble size. Like,
yeah, those things are massive.
Real ass, big freshwater pearls. I was used to like smaller ones, you know, and these are like jawbreakers. Like, it just, and they're shining under the fluorescent lights. And I was like, damn, dude, I didn't know how expensive pearls were, but I was glad they were 70% off. Sprung for a pair of matching earrings, you know, and like,
nice.
Did some damage. $30 over budget from what I had mentally set aside, for a lot more value. And I was like, dude, we are on tonight.
Also, like, I've only done it once, but like, I don't know. There's something as a dude that feels like awesome buying a girl jewelry.
Yeah, it's fun. I've been with her for 10 years. Like, I've gotten her a lot of fucking jewelry over that time, but I've never gotten her pearls. So it's cool to like see a new thing. And like I said, I'm usually not that excited about jewelry that I get her. This is like the most, I was like, dude, that thing is so sick. Look at the size of those things. And
yeah.
Yeah. The numbers that came out of the sales guy's mouth just like made me smile. And I was like, what about those earrings that match? And I was like, dude, let's do both. He's like, all right, that was easy. Like, I'm still a dude shopping. I was out of there in like 5 minutes. And then it took longer for them to make me the certificate of authenticity and email it than it did. They took all my information. But I was like, certificate of authenticity? This is like legit stuff. Cool.
Dude, I bought something at Tiffany's once. And they make you feel like a rock star.
Yeah. Yeah, I had to fill out a bunch of paperwork. Tiffany's does the Lombardi trophy, by the way.
They do. It's in Bellevue at the Tiffany store.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
February. I might have to go over there Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. So
looking Friday for a gift? No, I'm here to see the Super Bowl trophy.
Yeah, where's that Lombardi at, dude? Yeah, so Friday night was tight. The restaurant was fun. I don't know. The art in the hallways on the way to the bathroom was like my favorite part, quite frankly. It was just like just the walk to the bathroom, all the halls. It's in a apartment complex, kind of like a lot of hotel restaurants are. You have to go through the lobby and down the hall. But the wall was just like a bunch of awesome art. So then, like I said, I just knew wherever we went, the food was going to be better Saturday night. So, like, let's go to this place that I had heard was a cool vibe, and it was. Mission accomplished. Saturday, Tyler hit it out of the park with dinner. We got crab cakes at the place the night before, and Tyler made better crab cakes Saturday night. She grilled steaks Saturday night, ribeyes. Nice. We did surf and turf. It was, like, next level. Broccolini, mashed potatoes, homemade focaccia bread. Like, she just went after it, and it was awesome. So that was that was exactly how I drew it up. It was great. The finding the jewelry on sale and being able to get more for my budget was an added bonus, but I was just looking forward to that dinner, and it lived up to the hype.
But, yeah, like, I will say, like, I did, like, it had just been a long week, right? Post Super Bowl parade, live night. So I was having a beverage with our buddy the mayor Saturday afternoon, and I'm like, what do you got to do? What are you doing tonight? He's like, I gotta go hang out with the wife a little bit. And I was like, oh, did you mess up or something? He's like, no, man, it's Valentine's Day. I was like, yep. I was just thinking about being Saturday. Like, you love going out on Saturday nights. We're hanging out at home with the wife.
I love that that's where your mind went.
What do you mean it's Saturday?
All right, what are you doing after that? You know what? I'm not even gonna ask. So I was like, God, what'd you do? But it feels like a loaded question. Glad you guys had a good time. I looked it up. California cuisine is exactly what you said it is. Just like local, sustainable food. So it's like, all right. And then it's like pulling from influence of Mexico, California, this or that. Like, yeah, you just, so it's local stuff. You just make up a menu. All right.
Yeah. Located in Somopa.
Down there, there's a Whole Foods, dude. It's dope.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I think it's about that time.
Boop, doop, boop, boop, boop. Cobb topic.
All right, so this week, Ted went to the Super Bowl parade. Incredible. You're the dog energy. Thriving. My question is, you know, I've been thinking a lot about things that are important to me. It's like, you know, deep work, active recovery, and peak experiences. And so, speaking of peak experiences, Ted at the Super Bowl parade, that's a peak experience. So Cop Topic this week is, what's something everyone should experience at least once in their life? Feel free to email us, email at thepodcast.com. What is something everyone should experience at least once in their life? Boys?
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
A Guar concert.
Nice, dude. That's a deep, wow. I like that answer a lot, actually.
Shout out Steve Rock. He said that to me in my first Guar concert. He's like, dude, everybody should see Guar once in their life. And that night I was like, absolutely. That is just worth experiencing. You don't have to like it, but it's just so wild and fun. And like, it's just a sign of a well-lived life to me would include a Guar show.
I love that.
I'm torn. Part of me just simply wants to say some form of psychedelic.
Nice.
Then the other half of me wants to say a Saturday in the fall for college football.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Death Valley.
Right, just go to a night LSU game. cheer for LSU, watch the Million Dollar Band walk in, like just soak it up. Hang out with the fellas, hang out with the wife, eat, you know, eat some boudin.
Cheer for LSU, take some LSD, you know, Ted right, Smith stuff.
Two different
yeah, no, two not different at the same time. I said no. Jesus. You're in the band. Like, how did I get here? I don't even know how to play the trumpet. But somehow I do.
I got the whole band playing Neck.
Yeah, dude, exactly. Oh man.
It's a story, you know, inside every man is a wolf and a lion or something. It's like, it's going on a spiritual thing. It's going on a party thing. Like, it's all about community. You know what? That's what it is, Cobb. It's all about community, both of those things.
Yeah, man. Honestly, being connected, feeling alive. Peak experiences.
All right. So next week we have in comedian Sam Miller. Looking forward to talking to that guy. Yeah, look, it's only been a week, so still basket in a little bit. Go Hawks. For CTP, for Cobb, I'm the Ted Smith. This is the podcast. Cheers.
I'm Emma Grade, host of Aspire with Emma Grade, a podcast where I sit down with people who don't just dream big, they build big. From culture-shaping voices like Mel Robbins to leaders redefining success like Tracy Ellis Ross to game-changing entrepreneurs like Mark Cuban, Aspire is about mindset, ambition, and doing the work that actually moves the needle. If you're ready to raise your standards and take charge about the life and career you're building, Aspire is where you start. Follow and listen to Aspire with me, Emma Grade, an Audacy podcast available wherever you get your podcasts.